very pleased, we're very solid and disciplined with most of the things we did. It's about the 3 points today, but it was a good scoreline, one that gives you a bit of breathing space in the last 10 minutes, but we had a really good tone about us today. The intensity was good, and said to the players at half time, I really like the way we're playing. I know they got an equaliser, but I really liked our purpose and our connection, and I felt if we were disciplined and didn't overdo it, we would get a chance in the second half to put the game to bed, and we did.
Is it one of those days where it's difficult to pick out any one player, because it was a thoroughly good team performance?
It was a very good team performance, and everyone played their part. You know, like I said, the tone was right. You know, we've had some continuity now over the last 5 games. The same team's been picked again. We're starting to get some rhythm in the side, which we've not had this season. And gave me a chance to then to make substitutions to build on it and add and tweak. And I wasn't making substitutions to alter the performance. I was doing it for tactical reasons, and it just gave me a really good base for the last half an hour to do that. And you know, the players just played their part, and they had a real good tone about them today.
Jake Taylor, one of those substitutions, was inspired almost, wasn't it?
Well, it's nice when the sub comes on and scores straight away, but you would have noticed that we changed the shape at that point, and Jake was the right person to go on to that position. Regardless of the goal, he was the right person to fill. As soon as we changed the shape with the substitution, Jake then came on and was the right player for that role. And he's very bright, been playing well in the reserves, and it was a lovely finish.
In the first goal, Lee Holmes' cross, you'll not see a better cross all season, will you?
Well, Lee's had quite a few this year. I mean, he's put two or three very good crosses in like that for that type of goal. So we have to give him the ball, and we have to make sure he has the ball as many times as possible. And I'm pleased for Jaden, because he actually tidied the ball and was the target at the beginning of that attack. The ball was played down the line, and he looked after it and fought off the defenders and laid it off to Lee and then ran into the box. So you wouldn't get a better bit of combination between a striker and a winger than that, because it was basic, very efficient, and you know, simple's best. Sometimes, you know, you've just got to put the ball in there and attack it, and it was a wonderful cross.
And Jaden Stockley, I think it's 17-13. He's done terrifically well for you.
Yeah, he has. Again, we've got the continuity now. We've got a shape about us, which we started off in pre-season, and we lost it because of injury and personnel changes. Now we've got back to sort of a way of playing that we had. We were trying to develop at the start of the season. So he's doing really well. He's got to keep working. We all have. You know, it's we're still in there. I know results today. Most teams won, but we can only do our best, and our best is 3 points, and we just move on to Easter weekend now.
Yeah, we touched on it. You're still 7 points off the team in seventh place, but it's still achievable, isn't it, if you keep playing the way you are?
You never know. I mean, the biggest problem is it's the number of teams between us and that 7 points, not just that it's 7 points. If it's one team, you know, 7 points away from us, then it's a direct race between us and that team. But there are other teams between us and late things, Leighton Orient, isn't it? Yeah. So but we can only do our bit. I mean, we've got points this year, but there's no point looking back. We just have to concentrate on the next 9 games. We're playing well. It's 5 games now, unbeaten, 3 wins, 2 draws. It's pretty decent form.
And finally, from me, it's obviously difficult times here at Meadow Lane right now. And we noticed you went over and had a word with Jamie Fulton. Is that about a moment in the game, or maybe just a word of encouragement?
Well, it was some encouragement for part of the game. And I mean, he's only been here 5 minutes. Football's a very, very emotional place at 10-5 when you've lost at home. I know that myself. So I was trying to be encouraging to him. And, you know, it's an unforgiving world, and he's only been here 5 minutes. But that's their business, not mine. I'm not judging. I'm just offering him a bit of encouragement.
Well done to him.
Thank you very much.